Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and it is now time for a midweek lift, and Bill Littlefield is here to provide it. He's host of NPR's Only a Game, where he talks sports on Saturdays, but on Wednesdays, he also vaults over the cubicle wall and joins us here on Radio Boston. Hi there, Bill.
I haven't vaulted over anything in quite a long time.
Well, you know,
but I appreciate that.
Given the way that you have with words, I decided to put a little metaphorical flourish in today's lead.
I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, let's talk about baseball first. Forget the metaphor. Let's talk literally about baseball, a sport ruled by tradition. We've talked about that a lot here, you and I. But there's one tradition that Major League Baseball seems like it's going to leave behind, and that's the tradition of hazing new players by making them dress up as women. Okay, so we've got a little bit of tape here from then Boston Red Sox rookie outfielder Brandon Moss reacting to a reporter when he was dressed up. Moss was as Wizard of Oz's Dorothy in that kind of costume back in 2007.
Do you ever think you'd be doing this? Well, I've done it for Halloween, but you know, never on a plane. So this would be a new experience.
You look good.
I think so.
Okay, so that was back in 2007, Bill. Why does it seem like Major League Baseball is leaving this tradition behind?
You know, the question that came to me as I sort of pondered this exceedingly significant issue, has there ever been a women's basketball team or a women's soccer team that's hazed its rookies by having them dress up as men?
No.
No. No. Yeah. No, there hasn't. So. I think this is just a kind of reaction to the sensitivity that this is seen by people as a demeaning thing. And why should why should they be asked to dress up as women? It's silly. And the concept behind it is somehow you're going to make a fool of yourself by dressing up as a woman.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with rookies being asked to make fools of themselves. In fact, they do it all the time.
On the baseball field.
Ground balls go through their legs and they take called third strikes. So I don't know. Perhaps this is just something that that's time is overdue.
Okay. Well, you know, obviously Major League Baseball is still played by all men, and there are no openly gay, lesbian, or transgender Major League Baseball players. So, I mean, about your point about sensitivity, I mean, in a way, it's right to be sensitive, isn't it?
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No, don't get me wrong. It is. I think it is right to be sensitive. And it's also, there's no particular connection between, being told that you have to dress as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz and sexual orientation.
Yeah.
It's just silly. But, it probably is a kind of a goofy thing. It's like the old, coaches used to insult their little league players by saying, you throw like a girl. There's two problems with that. One is the assumption that girls can't throw. And the other is the idea that coaches improve their players by insulting them,
mm-hmm.
which, both of which are,
very wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, see, to me, there's an arc, though, to be drawn between Major League Baseball making this change and ban or ending this kind of hazing and sort of at the collegiate level, the really kind of the dark stories we've been seeing right here in Massachusetts about male college sports teams and their treatment of women. Amherst College just being the latest.
Yeah, and Harvard before that.
Yeah.
And as you say, no lack of stories, and they're certainly not limited to New England. It's probably very much in tune with trying to kind of get some sort of handle on
so
that.
Why not? So I think it's great that Major League Baseball, at least in this small way, is taking a stand and saying that's not okay anymore.
I think it's great as long as it doesn't lead to even more dangerous hazing, like, hey, you're a rookie. Drink this fifth of tequila. that kind of crazy, stupid stuff goes on, too.
Yeah. Well, let's jump forward and talk about more stuff that usually goes on in the spring, namely the marathon, because even though it is cold outside, we do have some
it
Boston.
It certainly is.
Boston. It's going to get colder, too, but
yep.
We've got some Boston Marathon-related news out today, because the BAA this morning announced that Etsidi Baisa and Lemmy Hailey, the champions of the 2016 marathon, both from Ethiopia, have officially entered the 2017 race. Plus, there's a a whole bunch of other previous champs. So it looks like it's going to be a really great field for the 2017 marathon.
Yeah, and this delights people because they can see familiar names. And, of course, winning two in a row is always something that's more exciting than simply winning. Although,
unless you're the winner.
Simply winning would seem to be exciting enough for me, as long as they don't, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to lead into the next part of the story, as long as they don't take away your winner's medal and give it to somebody else.
Teeing me up here for Rita Jeptu, the 2014 champion of the marathon, officially stripped of her medal on doping charges, and the once second place winner is now the gold medal winner. So what happens?
Well, I guess what happens is that Diba gets the gold medal as long as Rita Jeptu is willing to send it to her, or the laurel wreath, I would imagine, would be rather faded by now. But this is awful. And it happens in the Olympics from time to time as well. It takes a long time sometimes for them to catch the people who have used banned substances. And so 2 years later, you're told, oh, you know that bronze medal you got? It's going to be silver, or it's going to be gold because we kicked out two people for cheating. It's never quite the same as being able to stand on the podium and get the medal with people cheering.
Although some might say better late than never.
I suppose so.
Yeah, and I have to say my hat's off to all those people out there running this winter, getting ready for next spring. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs on Saturdays on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.